This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Gennady Golovkin fight. This is The Blitz. Here's Brett Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at The Producer Nick, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of boxing, a lot of Texans, a lot of gambling. Pretty much have covered everything, I would think, right?
I guess.
Did we hit it all?
We didn't talk about the Indians won their 22nd
straight
game last night.
Yeah, I wanted to get that. That was pretty amazing. We also need to do a gym of the day at some point. But, that's just an amazing run. They're playing fantastic.
Comeback win, like a game that
they against a good team. The Royals are not garbage either.
They came back in the bottom of the ninth off their closer and won that game. And I was talking to Nick last night. Nick was I said, dude, I think this is awesome. And – you know, I don't care about the Indians any more than I care about any other team. I mean, I'm not from Cleveland. I don't have an allegiance to them. But for me, you know what I always say, Fred? When something great is happening,
in your lifetime, you appreciate it,
man. Whether you cheer for the team or not, Nick was like, "Oh, I don't like this. I don't want to see these guys win anymore." And man, I thought it was. I had a feeling too. I said they're going to come back in the bottom of the ninth, and they did. And I think it's amazing. I mean, 22 games in a row is absurd. And there's been some teams in this city, in Houston, that I didn't know if they were going to win 22 games in a year, much less in a row.
The Texans won't.
I
guarantee you, this is a Fred Fowler guarantee, the Texans will never win 22 games in a season.
That includes playoffs and preseason.
Yes.
It's impossible. to me, that was fascinating. I thought it was I think it's really impressive what they're doing. I think they're going to have a hard time. I mean, it's not October, so
right.
It's not like they're doing this at what you would call the right time.
No.
But it's late in the season. They're better than everybody right now.
Well, they're playing great. All these teams go through these stretches. And remember the Oakland team whose record they just broke?
Yep.
Lost in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I said all along, I think the Indians are the toughest out of the playoffs. But, you know, from an Astros perspective, if they've got a healthy Verlander and a healthy Keuchel, and you know what? I don't think Lance McCullers is going to be healthy, but I'll take Brad Peacock as my third starter.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances with that. And I still think I've thought all along the Indians were the favorites in the American League. I've been saying that's what I picked to go to the World Series. I've been saying it all year, even when the Astros were doing what they were doing. But I'm not going to suddenly, because the Indians are playing better than anybody else, reverse things and say, well, because that would be kind of hypocritical. When the Astros had the best record, I said, I still worry about the Indians.
Yeah.
I still think the Astros have a shot.
Well,
but the Indians are pretty damn good. And what they're doing is fun to watch, and it's amazing. And when you get a win like that, it's very similar to that Oakland streak, as you remember from Moneyball, when they had the huge lead. And so he finally goes to watch the game, and then they blow the lead, and they have to win it late. It's cool to see that kind of drama, because suddenly these games take on more meaning. They're not just your regular season game play out the string.
Well, preseason, I said Indians, Nationals, World Series.
I had Indians, Dodgers. I'm liking you better than me now.
Well, I was going to say, had you asked me a month ago, I would have thought that I may have changed my tune and said the Dodgers were going to be, I mean, didn't look like they could be beat. Then they lose, what they lose, 10 in a row, something like that, or 11 out of 13.
13 at one point,
but,
I think, yeah.
I mean, like you said, everybody goes through these runs, so good runs and bad runs. The Dodgers are certainly capable of a good run in the playoffs. The Indians are surely capable of a bad run come playoff time, just like the Astros are capable of either one of those things. So I don't think that anything's been decided, but for a team that I thought had the best chance of winning the World Series to begin with, to be playing like this now in mid-September is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's so funny. Baseball is such a hard thing because people want to – it's fun watching Astros Twitter during the season and how they react to not only every game but every pitch and every – and it was funny. It was one of the things we were talking about with RJ. There's so many variables in baseball because – an NFL team's theoretically going to have one quarterback.
Right.
But a baseball team is going to trot five different starting pitchers out there and multiple relievers. And over a course of the season, good teams win a lot of games. But they go through these stretches. I still think the Dodgers are a very good team. They're just going through a really crap stretch right now. And even when the Indians weren't in first place in their division, I'm like, you know what? They're going to be fine. Indians are a really good team. Over 162 games, that will play out. So I'm not worried about the Dodgers as much as a lot of people are, but this is a bad time to go through that kind of stretch. And conversely, it's a great time for the Indians to be playing the way they're playing because you go in with momentum. But that momentum ends the second the first playoff pitch starts.
Do you – I mean, obviously – you want to see the Astros do well.
Yes, I do. I want the Astros to win the World Series.
Is it still exciting for you to see what Cleveland's doing?
Yes, because I know it's a different
– yeah.
Just like remember how much fun it was watching the Mariners win all those games that year? And then you get the playoffs. It was almost as exciting to see them lose because that was they were supposed to win the whole thing.
I tried to explain it to Nick like this. One day I'm going to – as much as I don't like Tom Brady, and I wish Tom Brady didn't win the Super Bowl every year, one day I'm going to be able to say to my sons, guys – I saw Tom Brady in his prime.
Exactly.
I saw what he did and how great he was. And Joe Schmo that you think is good, by that time they'll probably think, Jared Goff's the best quarterback in the league. I'm gonna say, Patrick Mahomes is so good. And I'm going to say, son.
Dad, it's Deshaun Watson.
I'm going to say, Deshaun Watson. Son, sit down.
Greatest player ever.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Thomas Brady. That's what I'm going to say. And I'll say I didn't like him, but two things. He's the best quarterback that's ever played. He's very handsome. Those two things are indisputable.
And then your creepy Uncle Freddie can tell you about Joe Montana.
Who
was incredible, reasonably handsome, dumber than a barrel of hair, but on the football field a genius.
Sir, he went to Notre Dame. That's an institute of higher learning.
Have you ever talked to that guy in person?
No. I talked to him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Knows football.
He seems very... very relaxed, nothing seems to bother that dude.
Yeah, well,
he's Joe Cool.
But that's why he was so great.
The nickname.
That's why he was so great. Nothing ever bothered him.
Yeah.
But Nick, how was your first experience with Team Blitz here in Vegas gone for you? Put those on for a second. Put the headphones on so the people can hear. Tell them what we did with you. We took you to play poker with us.
You did. Yep.
We drank whiskey together. We watched the game in the Racing Sportsbook, gambled a lot.
We picked out hookers together.
We did not do that.
Oh.
We absolutely
did. I did coach him on what to look for to avoid them.
Good call.
Although I have to say, last night, they've got all that security here now. Same thing the last fight. That was my only complaint about the MGM is it was just hooker heaven after about 2 a.m. And last night, I don't know what time we went in.
We got in about 1.
About 1. There was none. That's the first time I've ever seen that at 1 o'clock in the morning. I think I went back down to grab a bottle of water about 2:30 and didn't see any then either. So, good on them. I mean, if you're into that, that's your business.
Right. Whatever your flavor.
But if you don't like them trying to get your money every 5 seconds while you're walking through the casino simply going back to your room, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, but you've had fun?
I did.
Good.
And I did notice the limited number of hookers in MGM, because I remember last time, you're right, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, they were all over the place.
Everywhere. Yeah. And, well, keep in mind, tomorrow's fight night.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of money in this place, and with a lot of money.
And a little bit more difficult for the security to kind of fend
them off.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly. Well, security doesn't worry about that around here.
No, they do. They have them posted out. I was telling him the areas where they hang out are the slot machines. They have security posted at those slot machines looking for these chicks now.
I'll tell you where security doesn't mess around. On dudes falling asleep in the sports book.
Oh, yeah.
They were throwing dudes out left and right last night. And
it's amazing how often that happens.
It was like 6 o'clock.
Guys will pass out in the sports book. I'll walk in there in the morning sometime, and here's a guy like, and I'm like, dude, really?
Dude, it was like.
It's 6 in the morning in the friggin' sports book, and you're sleeping here.
It was 6 p.m. here. Because it was when the Texans game was just starting. There was guys just passed out in the chair.
We'll get back to this in a second because I got to tell you right now, the guy that's passed out probably has a vehicle somewhere that's not running anymore, and that's why he passed out. And he should donate it to Houston Can Academies. You should donate your vehicles that you're not using anymore to Houston Can Academies. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. It could be a car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler. If something got damaged in the flood and you're trying to figure out what to do with it, well, guess what? Just donate it to them, because here's what's going to happen. You can get online, do this in less than a minute, fill out the paperwork. They're going to tow the vehicle. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, how about this? A $50 Visa gift card. And the cool thing about this is school started again. That money goes to support kids at Houston Can Academies, where they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools and give another chance. And some of these kids dropped out because they had to get a job to support their family. Some dropped out because they had travel issues. And the thing is, Houston Can Academy works around them, but they need your help right now. And if you've got that vehicle, now is the time. There's going to be a lot of carpetbaggers coming in here saying, hey, donate your vehicle for this cause or this cause. Keep it local. Keep it to something you know about, Houston Can Academies. Be the next Blitzer to step up. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Feeling like my second album's so cool. Chirac, summer looking so cruel. Look shorty in the eye, told me it was no rule. ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, you know I'm pumped to have Carbach on board with us. Eric's coming on every other week or so and doing the show for a little while, and we're sampling his wares, and we're going to be doing some beer dinners out there. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant, you got to check it out. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They got a fantastic menu, and it's not bar food. I'm talking about, like, gourmet food, and all the food pairs really well with the great Carbach beer that they've got on tap. And it's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach from September 15th to October 7th, the month-long celebration. Features performances by Bun B, the Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and more. Admission to the shows, it's absolutely free. That means you've got more money to spend on beer. It's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach Brewing. More info and the full lineup at CarbachBrewing.com.
Cowboys Broncos NFL 3 p.m. Sunday, presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Saltgrass Steakhouse on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at the MGM Grand, starting to thin out a little bit, AJ.
Yes.
This has been a fun couple of days, man. We've had some, as always, some fun boxing guests, and I think Roy Jones is becoming one of my all-time favorites. He just always has really good, insightful stuff, and he seems to like us. The ones who don't like us, I'm not really.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, nobody likes you because you've got a triple G hat from.
Except some guy took a picture of me. Maybe that's when he was taking a picture of my hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, it's really creepy.
No, but this is a insider promoter hat. This is not something that anybody can go buy.
That's right.
That's why it's cool.
This is from
cool.
The man himself.
Exactly.
So they know.
I'm very jealous.
I'm pretty much Team Golovkin right now, huh?
Well, yeah, you are now. If you got that hat, you better go put down $100 on him right now.
Abel Sanchez was talking about me walking him out to the ring tomorrow, so I may be in on that. I don't want to brag, but I might be a part of the walkout. That's all I'm saying.
I see.
I may be giving corner advice.
No, you're going to be up there pushing the button so Seven Nation Army will start.
Yeah. But I'm going to be giving corner advice. I'm going to – kick his leg. Low kick. Takedown. Then, you know, advanced position. Finish the choke. That's it. That's the great thing about MMA is MMA, I've always told people, and I tell the young guys at my gym who want to fight, when you fight, you've got one free foul. Always use it wisely. You either, you can choose what you think will be more effective for the fight, either a kick to the balls or a poke in the eye. And as soon as you do it, you put your hands together like you're sorry, like you're, I'm so sorry, shake your head, I'm so sorry, that was a big-time accident. But, and they'll have a little time to recover, but let's face it, you can't recover that quickly from getting kicked in the junk.
No, you can't.
Or getting poked in the eye.
Boy, that's
a game changer.
And I know this happened to you many times doing MMA, but especially doing taekwondo, where so much of it was kicking.
Yeah.
I guarantee you once a session you get kicked in the balls.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't recover from that. No matter how much you bounce up and down and everything.
Yeah.
And you get back and you start going again, but you don't feel right for a good half an hour after that.
But there's no point deduction for that first one. There's a warning.
Right.
You'll get that warning, but you got to use it. That's part of the game, part of the strategy. It's not cheating. It's just
doesn't like it. Wear a cup.
You get your warning.
Yeah, wear
take
it.
Your. That's why you got to figure out what kind of cup the guy's got.
Right. That's
if he's
that's
got
part
a good
of the strategy
cup,
too.
You eye poke. If he's got a cheap cup that he bought at Academy, you go with that groin kick. And that's if that dude spent like $8 on a cup. You want to check it, see how good it works, see if you can put a crack in it. My cup is like a whole system that's like they got videos of cars running over the cup, and it deals with it. You could kick me in the balls all day. If someone pokes me in the eye, though, that ain't great. It ain't great
for
me.
That's not a great strategy for you to be telling future opponents right now.
I'm not fighting anymore. I'm retired.
You say that.
I'm retired.
I know you say that.
Look at this body. Does this look like the body of a man who can fight another man right now?
Not right now,
no.
but I've seen you turn from that into a monster in 2 months.
Well,
so
I don't have time for that these days.
Yeah, that's because there's too much good beer and barbecue.
It's football season now. I got a barbecue trip to finish. I mean, it's come on.
Hey,
we're almost into stout season. I mean,
Well, for some of us, it's always stout season.
That's true.
To be honest. But matter of fact, I had a for lunch. I had one of those Dragon's Milk.
Oh, yeah?
Did you go
over to Beer House?
No, I went to the pub here.
Oh, yeah?
They've got it on tap there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's so
the
much.
The one right out here or the one like where we were drinking last night?
No, right out here, right behind.
18-something?
Yeah, it's just like 18-something pub, whatever it is. The food was not good.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't very good.
Wasn't great.
Yeah, and typically it's overpriced, but I had a Dragon's Milk, so.
Hey, did you see ESPN.com rank their they released their top 10 players today, the NBA top 10 players?
No, I did not see that. It's NBA season?
No, but they in the offseason, to keep interest, they ranked the players. So they've been releasing them. It's gone
see, I thought what they did was have their anchors say something provocative so that the president talks
yes.
about them, so that everybody talks about ESPN.
But between doing that, they ranked the top 100 NBA players and slowly released them.
Okay.
Well, today they released the top 10.
All right, well, let's see where we agree.
I looked at the top 10, and I think I disagree with one guy at this point that I would have had just outside the top 10, and I would have replaced him with Karl-Anthony Towns, who maybe I'm higher on Karl-Anthony Towns than other people are, but he would have made my top 10. But the guy that I would have left off is Chris Paul, who was number 7 on the list, so he's
all right,
he wasn't borderline top 10. Number 10 was Draymond Green.
Okay, that's too high. I like him as a player a lot, but he benefits from playing with two fantastic players.
Well, he's also the best defensive player in the league. I think there's something to
say
for
think
that.
I think Kawhi Leonard would have a little discussion with you about that.
He would lose that discussion. Kawhi Leonard's a better two-way player, but not a better defensive player.
I don't know. I think he's very good, but I also think he benefits from being surrounded with a lot of talent. He's not a top 10 player. I'll disagree with that one.
It does say Green would be the highest ranked player on 23 teams, but is third on his own squad, such as life as a Golden State Warrior. Number 9, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hard to argue with him in there.
I like the guy.
I wish he'd change his name to something that I could pronounce. Bob.
You could just say Greek.
Just be Bob the Greek.
Yeah. Bob the Greek.
Yeah.
Or John. Since he's
John,
Giannis.
Fine. That way he doesn't have to change it that much. He can even spell it G-I-A-N, and we'll call him John.
Number 8.
John the Greek. I'm down with that.
Jim Harden, number 8.
It's about right to me.
Is that too low for you, Nick? Nick's looking incredulous. You can't believe it. Number 8.
Nick has James Harden underwear.
He is a Rockets guy.
Yeah. It might be a little low. Well, he should be ahead of Chris Paul.
He should be ahead of Chris Paul.
I'll go there.
Number 7. Yeah. I just don't agree with Chris Paul being number 7.
I'm kind of okay with Chris Paul being out of the top 10, too.
Like what Chris Paul does when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
Problem is, he ain't always on the floor. And he's more often than not, he's not on the floor. So no, I think you got
to. He's really good, don't get me wrong.
He's getting older.
To say a guy's the 11th or 12th best player in the league is not an insult.
Number 6.
It's not.
Anthony Davis.
I think he belongs in the top 10. I'm starting to wonder, though, where I would place him because as good as he is, he's really not making his team any better.
He's not. He's a multiple-time first-team All-NBA. But you know who you can say that same thing for? Russell Westbrook.
But Russell Westbrook's teams make the playoffs even when he didn't have Kevin Durant last year. That's the thing. That's and don't get me wrong, I love Anthony. I was on beating the drum for Anthony Davis before he was drafted.
Yep.
And that, yeah, that worries me a little because, but that's where I'm kind of iffy on him right now.
Top five, Russ Westbrook, number five. Fair. Hard to argue.
Yeah.
Coming off an MVP.
MVP, led his team to the playoffs by himself almost.
Number four, man, and I want to say this is too low, but I don't think I can. Steph Curry, number four.
Steph Curry,
he won back-to-back MVPs of the league.
Yeah.
Multiple-time NBA champion already. But when you look at the top three, I'm not going to argue for him over these three guys. Kawhi Leonard, number three. And then, of course, Kevin Durant, number two, and LeBron James, number one.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, you can make a case. The bottom line is you can make a case for any one of those top four.
Yeah.
To me, you can't really make a case that one of them is better than LeBron, but you can make a case between
two
and
four. You can throw them in a bag. I'm with you.
Yeah. It's just what you prefer. The one thing we'll never know is which team would, and this is the way I look at it, which team would be the best if you took one of those guys and put them with four very average players, what would that team's record be? You don't have another superstar. Like if you put and we know what LeBron James can do with four very average players. So, to me, that's the standard.
So, are you talking about like what Russ Westbrook did?
Pretty much, yeah.
Who could be the most successful in that position?
Would Steph Curry do what Russ Westbrook had if he had the same team?
I tend to think the answer is Kevin Durant, which is why I won't argue with him being number two.
I kind of think you're right.
Because we've seen Russell Westbrook go down with injuries before,
right.
And he's had to carry that team.
But yeah, I mean, to me, that's the question. And there's no way to in any way to actually know unless you get on NBA 2K and put the team together.
Right.
Anybody, and even that's not going to work.
Anybody left off that top 10 that you have a problem with?
I would, you know, as much as you like Draymond Green, I like Klay Thompson better than him as a player. Kind of surprised to see that.
We didn't go through this, but the
11. Give me 11 through 15 real quick.
Yeah.
And then
Jimmy Butler, 11.
Too high.
Karl Anthony Towns, 12.
Too low.
Paul George, 13.
About right.
Rudy Gobert, 14.
I'm starting to think he needs to be higher up on that list.
John Wall, 15.
I'd have John Wall higher.
Nikola Jokic, 16.
Yeah, now I'm getting bored with him. So.
Cousins, 17. And then Damian Lillard's 18, who's a guy I think should be higher. Klay Thompson's at 19.
See, I think Klay Thompson's better than almost everybody you mentioned.
Gordon Hayward's 20. That might be high.
It feels high. It feels high. Nick's disagreeing with all those.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
How many Eagles?
About all three Eagles. I work with one Falcon. I love three Eagles. Tri-Eagle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good, low electricity rate. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. Use promo code ESPN. And you're going to get a discount if you're in the CenterPoint territory. You can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. You don't have to think about it, for 3 years. It includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and so much more. You can ask her the score of the Indians game last night. Alexa will know. Your thermostat can tell you the Indians score. Tri-Eagle Energy will also install it for free. Give them a call. 877-93-EAGLE, or visit them online at TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. It's PUCT number 10064.
Church bells and choir sound, settle quiet down. Bow your head, the Most High's around.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about DraftKings. If you haven't heard, DraftKings is the spot to go for 1 week fantasy football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting another $100,000 Pick'em contest. It's totally free. What's Pick'em, you ask? It's the newest and fastest way to play 1 week fantasy football. Drafting your team's faster than ever. And the best part is you're drafting a new team every week. So if you have a player who got broken down last week, you don't have to worry about it. He's gone. Forget him. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Houston for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you give it a shot? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Cowboys Broncos NFL 3 p.m. Sunday, presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Saltgrass Steakhouse on ESPN 97.5.
I think I have two left. And we're back on the Blitz. Always fun coming out here and here at the MGM in Las Vegas. I'll be heading back tomorrow.
Early tomorrow.
Amata, I've tracked your Vegases for 5 years. This may be the most insane. They need to get you to a timeshare. Actually, there was one time we were here three times in 5 weeks.
Yep. We had a week off. No. We went back-to-back weekends.
Then 1 week
off. Had 2 weeks off.
Yeah, and then came
and
back.
And then had a week.
Yeah. And
crazy.
That one, by the third time, I was kind of like, you know, I think I've had enough of
it's
Vegas.
Exhausting.
But, no, this actually, these two have been pretty close together. This may be, guess what's on TV? My Illinois versus USF play.
Ah, yes.
Illinois plus 17.
They had a weather delay. That probably helps your case.
Yeah, yeah. I feel pretty good about this one. This is one of my plays that I give out on pregame. Oh, you know what I haven't done? I didn't do this yesterday
the
either.
The gym of the day?
I have not done the gym of the day.
I created a great song
I
for
know.
You to ignore.
I'm not ignoring it. It's been one day that I missed.
All right.
But, Jong, let's please do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
And, Jong, if I had remembered to do the gym of the day yesterday, what would the jingle have been? Just out of curiosity.
What do you mean?
I mean, what would the gym of the day jingle have been? Yes, that's there
the
you
gym
go.
Of the day.
I thought
it's
I made that clear.
The gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. We go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, where a former administrative assistant to an Arkansas County official has pleaded guilty to fraudulent use of a credit card. Apparently, prosecutors accused her of using public money to buy personal items. So guess what this Arkansas lady used her public money to buy? A tuxedo for her pet pug. She was set for trial this week but pleaded guilty on Monday. She fraudulently charged $200,000 to a Garland County credit card on purchases that included the dog tuxedo, a diamond bracelet, tickets to Arkansas Razorback sporting events, of course it is Hot Springs, sequin throw pillows, and pet insurance.
Oh boy! Well,
if your dog wears a tuxedo, you probably need insurance. Yeah. So she'd been working as an administrative assistant for the Garland County judge in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Apparently, she will be sentenced November 22. A gag order prevents attorneys from speaking publicly about the case. So I guess if you're going to defraud the public out of $200,000, a dog tuxedo is just as good as anything else.
Yeah.
Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, USF is just moving the ball right down the field here. Great, great.
That's a long day.
I know it is, but I'd like to not see that. That's all. I just like to see a three and out, just so I feel kind of decent about things to start with. This is your fault.
Why? Yeah,
because I remember we used to bet baseball, and you'd sit there and sweat every inning,
yeah,
and every pitch.
Then I stopped betting baseball.
I know, but you're the same way now, though.
It's
with
not
the football
good for
game.
You. It's not good for your health.
I know. That's why I've gotten now where
it's also not good for my bank account.
I try not to watch unless it's a game that I was going to watch anyway. I try not even to watch the first quarter because, I'm too into every little play. It's like, wait a minute, damn it. Say that game last week, it was 3-0 in the first quarter, and I had an over 51 or 61. It's like, oh, I'm done. Not interested in the rest of the game. But this is kind of your fault. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are up 3-0, in case you're curious. It's my other bet.
Good luck.
Actually, they're playing your Hamilton Ticats, who apparently, guess who they're about to sign?
John Football?
Sir Jonathan Football. Get it right.
Sorry.
Sir Jonathan.
I don't think he's knighted in Canada.
Darn it, almost intercepted. Stop that. You did not
nice
intercept
try,
it.
Bro.
Yeah.
But, you know the rules. If it hits the ground, you didn't catch it.
No, he's apparently, though, it's kind of a weird deal because he had to invoke this rule where they had 10 days to sign him. to make him an offer.
Right.
And so he did, and apparently they're going to. And so, hey, man, Hamilton needs all the help it can get. So, all right, let's do this. Guys, you might need help. You might need a new mattress.
Could.
Because, hey, a lot of people are going to need new mattresses. And guess what? You're probably going to go to some place and get gouged. I can guarantee you that won't happen at Texas Mattress Makers. You know what they're going to do? As a matter of fact, you're going to save 50% off of anything you would pay.
That's a good bargain. That's half price.
Half price off of what you're going to pay at a retail store.
That's about half.
And you know what else they're going to do? This is what I love about Texas Mattress Makers. If I could walk in there tomorrow and say, I want the most expensive mattress you have just because I want to be a guy with the most expensive mattress.
I like to be that guy.
You know what they'll do? They'll tell me, you know what? No, sleep on this one. See what you think. See what you think. And they'll put me on these different mattresses, and they'll say, okay, this is the best mattress for you. And it might be half the price of the one I wanted. And I'll try to tell Yuval, I'll say, hey, I want that expensive one. He's going to say, no, we're going to put you on the best mattress for you. And that's what they do. And the handcrafted, custom-fitted, comfort and support. By the way, they had some trouble with Harvey, but they're up and running now. And they support the local community, employ more than 100 people down in East End of Houston. And they just do so much in the community that's so cool. They go out of their way for all kinds of things. They're helping these children who lost their beds in the flood with the children's charities. And Rachel and Yuval are very involved in that. So just great people to do business with. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get a great mattress and save a bunch of money. So what the hell are you waiting for? Visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation off the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Hey guys, got to tell you one more time about the coolest new thing in weekly fantasy football, draft. They're completely different because on draft, you play real life snake drafts with other people, just like you do in the season long league. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week and there's no management. You just set it and forget it. That simple. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. And your drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can jump in right now. In fact, when you get home, get on that app and play. You can play for cold, hard cash, man. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Coolest thing about this site is there's no duplication of players with the guys you're playing against. There's no salary caps. It's just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code ESPN975. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code ESPN975 on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store, go to playdraft.com, and come play free with promo code ESPN975.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back for one last segment. Illinois blocked the field goal attempt. So there's that. It's a good start. All right. Last minute predictions here. Now that you're part of Team Triple G.
I mean, it's my prediction hasn't changed. I think Triple G wins this thing. I thought that maybe he would win in the seventh. I'm starting to lean more towards a decision. I don't know that he's going to knock him out, but
I think he will knock him out. But I do think if it goes to a decision, then Canelo's going to look stronger over the second half of the fight, and I think it's going to go Canelo.
See, I don't believe that. I don't think Golovkin is going to gas that much. I think maybe the last two rounds I could see him looking like the more tired guy. But also,
you know,
keep in mind,
you know how these guys are, AJ. They're going to do everything they can to give rounds to Canelo throughout the fight. I mean, that's
true.
But I think Golovkin's going to win it by knockout because right. I do think at some point in the fight, Canelo's going to get out there and try to punch with him. And he can punch.
He can.
But I think Golovkin can take out anything he dishes out. I don't know if he can take anything Golovkin dishes out. Oh, we got to do stupid stuff.
Nope. I forget.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
It's highly more likely that this attack happened because the dog had taken cocaine.
That's rough.
I feel like if you give your dog crack, you probably deserve to get your face mauled, kid.
Kind of thing that will hound him forever.
Oh, boy. It's the dog days for him, yeah, for sure.
It is.
All right, I got to tell you about...
Would you like to know what's going on at our station right now? Can I read you my series of texts with Zhong Li?
Oh, boy.
Ha, 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 fire alarm is going off here. Apparently, this isn't a drill. They said I have to get out. They won't let me stay. And I said, just leave the show open and we won't take breaks. We'll just keep going.
Okay.
And the last thing I got was a BRB. So the station may be burning down. They were having a lot of problems with one of those elevators yesterday. I wonder if that thing caught on fire.
Who knows?
Hopefully not with people in it.
It depends on which people.
So, well, that's true. That's true.
I hate to see Baylor go like that.
What? Oh, this is karma.
Not the institution. It's those some of the morons who are in charge.
Yeah, let me know which ones are rapists and which ones aren't, so I can say, okay, we got rid of all the rapists now.
Is that wrong to assume that they've got rid of all the?
I don't know. Probably. Anybody that aggressive wouldn't lose to liberty.
It takes some real skill to be able to deliver that.
The bear mascot no longer goes to games because of the Texas Tech mascot, ACC.
Accident.
What did he do, eat the mascot?
I almost repeated a horrible joke.
My initial thought with the ACC was that the bear, it was an accusation.
Oh, no.
An accusation of rape from the bear on the Texas Tech mascot. I said, oh, no, it's gone all the way to the mascots?
I was calling to interpret your dream. It's nothing sexual. Your wife is your radio career, and you really appreciate, God, what's the soccer matter guy?
Glenn.
You kind of want to work with him, but Fred is the ugly transsexual because you're forced to, make love to him.
You think the person in my dream that I had last night was Fred?
Yeah, because he always talks about how ugly he is.
Wait, does that mean I could be next?
Oh. Poor Sergio.
I didn't think it was as bad as people thought.
Oh, that was
bad,
bro. From where I was sitting, up close, what I could tell was black coaches excited from my angle, ready to go.
Oh,
it was like Borat doing sideline reporting. Two black coaches in a football. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, I think you had a pretty good week, sir.
I said a lot of stupid things.
I'm still laughing at some of those. So, oh, well. All right, so what's your game plan for tonight?
Nick and I are going to go catch a meal, and then I don't know what's going to happen from there. I'll either play some poker. I've also thought about going to watch It.
That's actually... kind of on my I'm not going to do it tonight, but I may do it this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no Texans game on Sunday. I may just skip those afternoon games and go see that.
Yeah, that's my problem. I don't want to miss football to watch a movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know.
It's usually by Sunday afternoon, unless it's a really good game, I'm so footballed out, and then I want to get recharged for Sunday night.
Yeah.
So I like to unplug.
So I'll either play that tournament we played in last night or go watch It. That's the plan.
Well, I made a tactical error because I thought my flight was 12:20 tomorrow, so I'd have plenty of time to go out and do stuff tonight.
Right. Get wrecked.
Checked in today? No, 6:55 a.m.
You always remember to check into your flights. I never do.
Well, it's a good thing I did because I would have missed it.
That's true.
I'd been rolling up there at 10 in the morning going, oh, I'm so hungover from last night. But, yeah, so I'm probably may meet RJ for dinner and then...
thanks for the invite.
Well...
No, don't worry about me.
I may. I don't think he wants to come over here, basically. This is not his area.
It's not close enough to the Bellagio?
Yeah, exactly. So, but more likely, I'm probably just going to grab a quick bite and then may do a little time in the race book tonight and watch some football while I'm in there and call it an early night so I can catch a flight tomorrow and get home and have some people over to watch the fight at my place.
Nice.
So, I am definitely buying the fight. Can't wait. This is one we've been waiting for a long time. And as much as Ward Kovalev was up there in my books, too, when they finally fought, this is and I'm like you. I've been such a Golovkin fan for a long time. And I think I'm one fight behind you on being a Golovkin fan because you told me, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, whenever it was, dude, you got to watch this guy fight. He's incredible. And I'm like, yeah. I never heard of him. Watch his next fight, and I'm like, holy bleep. You know,
he's a fun
so
watch,
much
man.
Fun. And there are times when he just toys with guys, when he'll do the whole, okay, go ahead and hit me because you can't hurt me thing. And I love watching him.
My hope is that this fight is exciting. I hope it lives up to the hype, and I hope there's no controversy.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, we've had so much of that crap in all the fights, in a lot of fights, in the UFC and everything, man. It's just, you know, somebody's going to fail a drug test, or somebody gets hurt before the fight, or somebody did too many pecker punches. I mean, there's been so much of the Horn Pacquiao thing. I mean, yeah. My God, I just want to see somebody clearly win, have it be a great fight, even if it goes 3 rounds and they're just both going after each other. That's what I want to see. And I can't emphasize enough how much I like Canelo, too.
Yeah.
I hate, you know, I know we've talked a lot about Golovkin the last couple of days because I don't think as many people know about him. But I love Canelo, too. I mean, he's just he's a tough fighter, and I love his style. He loves to go after people. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to it, and I hope this propels one or both of them into sort of a
superstar.
Yes, the transcend boxing kind of guy.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, it's no wonder they're the Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, the Carved Stone Projects Photo Gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.